Hello, 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 everybody. This is Justin Martinez. Here with me today is Matt McGoran and Jason Cervina. This is the podcast Take That, where we discuss controversial questions and we get down to it. So, guys, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yep, doing good.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Our first question is, would you rather be 4'7 or 7'4? This is a pretty good question. What do you guys think here? Jason?
I think I'd rather be 7'4 because when you're that tall, you can be in the NBA and you make a ton of money just to play a game that's really fun. And also, when you're 7'4, you can reach everything. There's nothing out of your reach. You can get anything, help people in grocery stores.
Yeah.
That is very good for society. And also, you can get discounts on clothes because no one else wears as big a size as you do. So
yeah, I mean, that's true. Matt, what would you go with?
Well, you know, since he took the more conventional things, I'm thinking that I should go something more unconventional and, you know, more helpful. Like, you know, sometimes when you're that tall, it's pretty hard to swim. So you can go into the pool in the deep end and you can just stand there. You don't have to worry about swimming. You can just walk around, you know.
And you find that enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't have to swim.
All right, so why else would you want to be 7'4"?
Well, also, you know, I hate it when I have, like, a balloon or something, and I accidentally let go, and it goes to the top of the ceiling. It's like, you know, oh, God, what am I going to do now? But if you're 7'4", you can just take your long arms and reach up there and get the balloon.
You still carry balloons?
No, but I'm just hypothetically.
Hypothetically, of course. All right, well, I'm going to go with the other option here. I think I'd rather be 4'7", because you can do a lot cooler things, guys. You can pay kids' prices at buffets. That's always nice, like Golden Corral, CC's Pizza, you know, all that. You can still play in ball pits. You can get coloring books and crayons at restaurants. I mean, that's awesome, you know. And you can get your own TV show for being so small. So, I mean, 7'4", you're going to hit your head on so many things, guys. You know, like, also you're going to be super uncoordinated. You're going to stub your toes and everything. And it just doesn't seem like a fun thing for me. Matt, why wouldn't you be 4'7"?
Well, you can't go on roller coasters.
That's true. What else? What else?
Well, you know, it's not that fun being that small. I mean, you know, various haze, and, like, you could be called a leprechaun, and someone can be like, hey, leprechaun, where's your pot of gold? I don't want to deal with that.
Jason, why wouldn't you want to be 4'7"?
Well, I wouldn't want to be 4'7" is because you wouldn't be able to drive. I mean, you'd have to sit in, like, a car seat and then wear stilts just to reach the gas pedals.
That's humiliating, yeah. But, I mean, 7'4", guys, I mean, honestly, you know how weird and lengthy and just, you're going to scare kids also. You can't be around kids. You know how scared they're going to be when someone is, like, 3 times taller than them is walking up to them? That's pretty scary.
They want my autograph.
No. All right, well, we're going to move on to our next question then. If you go back in time, where, well, actually, when would you go? So, Matt, let's go ahead and start with you here. Where would you go?
Well, I would go back in time to Canada during the days when I still had the dodo bird. And, you know, I could do the conventional thing and save all dodo birds and be the dodo bird hero. But no, I'm just going to bring one back. I'm going to bring it back to the present. And I'm going to name him Joseph.
Joseph.
Yeah, J-O-E-S-E-I-F-F. Double F.
Okay? Why not just P-H at the end?
Because he's cool.
Okay.
And you know, people will be like, oh, my God, dude, you have a dodo bird. That is so awesome. But, hell, yeah, I know I do. But do you? And I'm like, no, can I pet him? I'm like, no, get your own dodo bird. Oh, wait, you can't. Yeah, where are the dodo birds now? Oh, yeah, they're all dead.
So, basically, you would basically hog up the last dodo bird and just not let anyone else enjoy its presence.
No one can touch Joseph.
No. Joseph is only for Matt's pleasing. So, Jason, where would you go?
I would go back in time. To when they first began to name things.
Mm-hmm.
So, just picture this. There's a bunch of cavemen sitting around a rock. I go back in time. I say, that is not a rock. That is a Justin.
Okay.
And then I go back into the future. And then I see you. And I say, Justin, you're named after a rock. Now, how does that make you feel?
I cannot lie. It doesn't feel very good. So, let me get this straight. You would be selfish with a dodo bird named Joseph, and you would desecrate on the name Justin.
Not specifically the name Justin, but
just all other names also.
You could change the name of anything, and it would just be hilarious.
So you would just ruin all names and words and whatnot.
I guess.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess it's my turn then. Here's what I would do, guys. Mine is just a little more, how do I say, awesome. Okay, so here we go. I would go back in time and hook everybody up in the medieval era with Versace and Gucci, guys. That's what I'm talking about. You know, Have you seen how lame they look when you look at the textbooks and everything, how just bland it is? I'm talking hooking up the Squire with gold chains and the grills and everything, man. He's going to look so fly. He's going to be getting all the wenches to be like, doing my bidding, yo wench. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be super cool, man. I'm going to go back to the person and look at my textbook, and I'm going to see him there looking like, yeah, boy, look at how fly with the Ray-Bans and the Versace, my man. So you know what I'm saying? I think that'd be really cool. So, Matt, why a dodo bird? Like, there's so many other extinct animals. There's so many super cool animals. Why a dodo bird here?
Because dodo birds are really cool. And, you know, dodo just sounds cool.
I'm just saying, like, what if it doesn't like you, this particular dodo bird that you save, and you just have to spend the rest of your life with just a mean dodo bird, you know?
No, he'll like me.
He'll like you?
Yeah, I'll feed him.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to like you if you force him to be named Joseph.
He won't know. He's a dodo bird.
You can't even give him a normal name. Jason, what do you think about Matt's choice there?
Think about this. What if you bring him back? And he dies. Then you're just going to go back in time and bring him back, and then he dies, and you go back in time.
No, you can only go... This question, you can only go back in time once. So if he dies, that's it. You basically just wasted a chance to go back in time.
I mean, the air quality might be so bad, Joseph would just collapse. What would you do then?
Joseph doesn't fly.
So, I mean, like, you might not be able to breathe the present time air.
I'll give him a gas mask.
Yeah.
Or Joseph.
Yeah, so... I think it's just cruel to Joseph.
Joseph should be happy. I brought him back to life.
And Joseph has a family back in the dinosaur era.
They're all dead right now.
No, but at the time, he just took him away from his bros and his sisters and everything. So, Jason, another thing, why a rock? I mean, you can name so many other things in the whole world. You have the ultimate opportunity there, and you're choosing to mess up my name by making me named after a rock of all things. Why a rock?
Well, I mean, rocks are just so bland and dull. I mean, I'm not trying to mess up your name, but it's
you kind of did.
It's just funny because, I mean, when you think of a rock, you just think of, it's just like nothing. It's a rock.
Yeah, and so you're just going to name it a Justin.
I mean, if you want, I could go back in time and name a stick Matt.
That would make me feel better, yes.
And Justin, why would you waste a golden opportunity by giving the Squire Versace?
Because, okay, you know how badly I want somebody from the future to come back and give me futuristic stuff? Well, I want to do that for the Squire. What's wrong with doing a nice thing for the Squire, man? Just hook him up, you know what I'm saying? Jason, what do you think about that?
Squires are pretty cool. I mean, I think they deserve cooler clothing. I don't know. What did they wear back then?
I'm pretty sure they didn't wear anything like that cool.
Those puffy man dresses and stuff.
Yeah, looking like a girl right there. You know, we need to man him up. You know what I'm saying? It's a good cause.
Well, what if he sees the flashy clothes and goes, oh my God, it's a witch, because that was pretty popular back then.
I'm just saying, he'll be pretty happy with his threads. So whether he gets called a witch or not, they can't deny his swag. So, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's it for today, guys. So you guys know what to do. Go ahead and tell us who had the better ideas here. What would you do? And I guess that's it for today. Thanks, guys.